Okay, so thank you very much for joining us for this talk. We're going to be hearing from John Evans. John is a member of the KiCad core development team, and he is the author of the new KiCad IPC interface that provides a scripting backend. So he is going to give us an overview of what this IPC is and how to use it. So without further ado, please welcome John Evans.
All right. Thanks, everyone. So yeah, like Seth said, I've been working on KiCad for a long time. If you're new to the world of open hardware and haven't heard of KiCad yet, welcome. It's a CAD tool mostly for designing electronics for printed circuit board design, but also has a few other applications. So I'm going to be talking about one of the new features, which is coming in KiCad 9. If you want to hear about the other 500 features, stick around for Wayne's talk a little bit later. And KiCad 9 will be out shortly. It was going to be out the end of this week, but it's going to be next week because FOSDEM and things, so stick around. So to talk about what I did here, I have to start by talking about why I did it. If you're familiar with KiCad, you probably know that it already has a plugin system. KiCad has had the ability to add Python plugins for quite a long time. And if you're really into KiCad, maybe you've even tried to write some of your own plugins. So why did I make an API if we already have an API? So the current Python plugin system is built mostly around a tool called Swig, which is a clever tool that can analyze mostly C++ code. Now they also support C. And it automatically generates wrappers in a variety of different languages and allows you to, for example, call C++ functions directly from Python. So in the case of KiCad, a subset of our C++ application is wrapped using Swig into a Python module. And plugins can then just import that Python module and call into KiCad code. So this is pretty cool. We don't have to do that much work. Code is mostly generated for us. We have some extra code that we had to write, but not that much. And now Python-based tools can do a lot of different things with KiCad, which has been really great for the ecosystem because there is now a whole range of tooling that adds on to KiCad, does specific things or things that we hadn't yet supported in the main C++ code base, which is pretty good, right? Well, maybe this is a bit obvious in hindsight, but this really wasn't the best choice to deliver an API that works the way that people expect when they hear the phrase API, like not having the functions you call change every version, or not being able to crash KiCad if you call functions in the wrong order. So the main challenges with Swig are cover like a couple of different places. So first of all, like from the point of view of us, the KiCad development team, like I said, the interface is really fragile. There's no API layer within the KiCad code base. It was just directly, let's take the existing things that KiCad is doing, let's make it so that you can call them from Python. And this means that we are constantly dealing with challenges when we want to refactor that code, when we want to deprecate something or add a new way of doing things, or just change how we do things internally in order to improve KiCad itself. We have to decide, are we going to just break these plugins that are expecting this old interface, which we sometimes have to do, unfortunately, or are we going to add some way of preserving backwards compatibility, which sometimes is pretty easy and sometimes is impossible and often is forgotten about until later, which is annoying for all of the Python developers. In addition to that, which is a big pain for a lot of people, Swig is also a little bit annoying for us on the development team because we've been moving to use more and more modern C++ APIs and types, and Swig is slowly getting better at this, but it's still not keeping pace with how we adopt C++ features. And it also slows down the build process for us, which limits how fast we can iterate on things. And like I said, Python plugins are directly reaching into KiCad as it is running. They're running in the same process. They have access to all that memory. If they do things that don't match the expected contract that we were thinking about when we wrote the code, they can just completely break things in very weird ways and cause interesting bug reports. But it doesn't stop there. The current Python plugin system basically lets plugins assume that the Python bindings to our core framework library, WS widgets, are available. And sometimes this has been interesting for packaging because that binding, WXPython, is sometimes out of sync with WX widgets in different platforms. And we've had to patch around that and basically spend a bunch of energy maintaining things on the Windows and macOS side especially. We also have to bundle our own Python interpreter on those platforms because we need to ensure for these plugins that they have all of these Python modules available with appropriate versions, and we can't rely on that being installable externally. So we have to now ship a Python environment, and plugins have to use that environment, which is challenging for them if they want to then add external Python dependencies. And sometimes it's just not possible for them to use certain Python dependencies. And there's one Python environment shared by everything, which if you're a Python developer, you know is just not a great idea. If that wasn't enough, it's also not great as a developer if you're trying to build plugins, because using KiCad to run your Python code, the way that it runs is a little bit different than the way that you would typically run a Python program. And so if you're trying to test your code, if you're trying to debug in an IDE or anything like that, it's sometimes possible, but it's very hard to get exactly the same environment and run it in exactly the same way. So sometimes you just have to test things the brute force way. We have a built-in Python console that lets you have a Python REPL and just test things out. But if you're